UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Physicians at the University of Alabama at Birmingham and colleagues have discovered that administering antibiotic azithromycin along the standard recommended antibiotic regimen reduces infection rates by 50% for women who have non-elective cesarean delivery. My guest today is Dr. Alan Tita. He's a professor in the UAB Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine and the Center for Women's Reproductive Health and the principal investigator of the study. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tita. Since infection during pregnancy and during the post-pregnancy period is a major health problem for both mom and baby and a common underlying cause of death, what's typically been done in the past to prevent the risk of infection?
Thank you, Melanie. I am glad to be here. So until now, we have used a standard cefazolin antibiotic given prior to cesarean section to reduce the risk of infection. That is probably the most important intervention undertaken prior to C-section to reduce infection. There are other interventions, including good surgical technique, the format of skin closure using suture as opposed to staples, and good post-operative care as well.
So if a C-section has been required, or if it's non-elective, when have you typically been given those antibiotics, cefazolin and azithromycin?
So again, up until now, cefazolin has been given 1 hour, up to 1 hour prior to the cesarean delivery. Typically, this would occur when the decision to proceed with a cesarean delivery is made. Cefazolin also, as part of our study, was given 1 hour up to 1 hour prior to delivery.
And what are some of the risk factors associated with infection post-cesarean?
Great. There are so multiple risk factors, but the most important one is having had labor prior to cesarean delivery. So women who have membrane rupture or increasing labor pain and cervical dilatation tend to have a much higher risk of infection. That's at least 2 to 5 times higher than those who have a C-section without having had labor or membrane rupture.
So tell us, Dr. Tita, about your research now.
We decided to focus on azithromycin antibiotics and add that to cefazolin. And we randomized a group of women, approximately 1,000, to get cefazolin only, and then another 1,000 approximately got the azithromycin in addition to the cefazolin. And then we followed them up all the way through delivery, as well as up to 6 weeks after delivery.
So speak about after delivery. Where do most surgical site infections occur? Is this after discharge from the hospital?
So typically there are two major kinds of post-cesarean infections. One is endometritis, which is an infection of the lining of the womb. This typically would occur prior to discharge, so typically within 4 days of delivery. The other type of infection is a wound infection, which is, you know, as it indicates, an infection of the skin and the tissues underlying the skin. This typically would occur within the first 21 days after delivery, so the majority would tend to occur after discharge from the hospital.
And what were some of the results of your research, Dr. Tita?
So the main finding was the fact that we had a significant, approximately 50% reduction in the risk of any wound infection or endometritis, what we would consider a composite infection. This was a reduction from 12% in those who received just the cefazolin to 6.1% in those who received cefazolin plus azithromycin. Other findings included a significant reduction in wound infection, so a component of the primary composite outcome, as well as a significant reduction in endometritis. We also had other secondary findings that were of significance, including the fact that there was a reduction in the likelihood of these patients to have antibiotics for to treat a wound infection or endometritis after delivery, as well as a reduction in the need to be readmitted to the hospital or to present to the emergency room or to clinic for an unscheduled visit.
So you did find that hospital readmission rates and unscheduled visits to a clinic afterward were reduced.
That's correct. So there was a reduction from approximately the 50% overall.
And was there also a reduction in overall antibiotic use due to the intervention?
That's correct, yes.
So are you poised to perform multiple follow-up investigations? Tell us about what you're planning to do next.
So there is a concern that when you give antibiotics prior to delivery, the baby may be exposed to it, and that this may affect the baby in various ways, including modifying the gut microbiome or leading to allergies. So we are planning to follow up the infants born to women enrolled in this study through about 5 years. And to determine whether there are any long-term effects on the childhood outcomes. Currently, what we know from newborn outcomes is that this is unlikely to be the case because there were no differences between the study groups at the time of follow-up around 6 to 12 weeks.
And for the future, do you see this translating to reduced healthcare costs? Where do you see it going?
Well, I think our findings already would suggest that the healthcare cost would be significantly reduced in those who receive the adjunctive azithromycin because of the significant reduction in wound infections as well as the significant reductions in the need to present for unscheduled visits and readmissions.
And in the last few minutes, Dr. Tita, how can a community physician refer a patient to UAB Medicine?
Yeah, the most unusual way is to call the missed line and ask for a physician in the specialty of interest. And through the missed line, they can reach any doctor that they would like to get to.
And tell us about your team. Why is UAB so great to work with?
Well, UAB is great to work with because of the very comprehensive teams we have here and very collaborative. And UAB's teams tend to be leaders in their various areas. So within the UAB community, you can find collaborators in almost any other discipline that you want to work with.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.